more Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. If you're looking for art in downtown Boise, well, you won't have to search very hard. From murals to sculptures to traffic boxes, it is everywhere. And this weekend, there'll be even more of it as Art in the Park kicks off its 70th year. So joining us now to talk more about this popular event is Boise Art Museum's Executive Director, Melanie Fells. Melanie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
Oh my gosh, what a big anniversary. How does it feel to be celebrating 70 years?
Isn't that amazing? It really speaks to the love that our community has for this event, that it has lasted for 70 years. It's pretty exciting.
So can you take us back to, I mean, neither of us were alive 70 years ago, but can you take us back to the beginning and tell us how Art in the Park originally got started?
Yes. So it has been described as a clothesline display of artwork back in the early 1950s. And it was a grassroots effort for the community to come together and to be able to support artists and purchase their works in the park.
So, a lot of people may not be aware of this, but this is the art museum's biggest fundraiser of the year. So with that said, what is the impact that this event has on the museum?
Yes, this is an extremely important fundraiser for the Boise Art Museum. It's completely run by the museum and its staff, its trustees and volunteers in the community. And it represents 25% of our budget. And so it's crucial for us to be able to offer our educational programs and our exhibitions and to keep the doors and lights on open all year long.
And talk a little bit about the art museum itself, because, some people may not be aware of everything that you have to offer.
Boise Art Museum is an educational organization, and we focus on exhibitions by artists who are locally, regionally, and nationally known. And we also have an educational program that we carry out here at the museum as well as in the schools. We actually have a statewide art education program that reaches more than 29,000 children every year with art education that they otherwise would not receive in our public school system. So we have an extremely important educational responsibility in our state.
Well, and I have to say, just from on a personal level, I actually had my wedding reception there 18 years ago yesterday. So,
congratulations.
So the art museum holds a very special place in my heart. So with that said, with Art in the Park, how many artists will be taking part this year? Because it seems to get bigger every year.
I hear that a lot. We have 247 artists. 50 of those artists are new this year, and 107 of those artists are from Idaho.
Okay, I was just going to ask you that because it seems like every time I go, what I really appreciate about it is that there are so many Idaho-based artists. I mean, it's great to see artists come, to travel all the way to Idaho, right? To be able to display their work. But it's really special to see so many Idaho artists.
Absolutely. And the wonderful thing is you can come to see your favorite artists and your returning artists. And while you're here, you can happen upon something that you hadn't seen before and learn about a new artist that you perhaps will be really interested in moving forward.
And for folks who haven't participated in Art in the Park before, what kind of art will be on display this weekend?
There will be paintings, photography, ceramics, jewelry, glass, woodwork, sculpture, wearable art. Kind of, if you can think of it, it's going to be here. And it's just amazingly well-crafted arts and crafts that were all selected by a volunteer jury so that it appeals to a wide range of shoppers who will be coming over the 3 days of the event.
And you have a lot more than just art. I mean, you can spend the entire day there, correct? So what else can people expect to see?
Absolutely. So we also have a children's art tent, so children can come and make art on Saturday and Sunday of the event. We have a sculpture garden pub, which is a great place to relax and have a drink. And we've got a performing arts program that will take place in the Gene Harris Band Shell. And so there is definitely something for everybody. We also have 30 food vendors. And so there's a lot of fun food to sample while you're here.
And it's in such a great location, right? I mean, truly art in the park.
That's correct. It's in the park. It's really beautiful in and among the trees. And so it's a lovely way to come out and enjoy some time in Boise.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot, Melanie. What is your favorite part of this event?
My favorite part of the event truly is the way we all come together as a community and build that sense of community around the visual arts for this 3-day event. And people just have a really beautiful time. The artists have a great time. The shoppers have a great time. The children enjoy themselves making art. And so it's that kind of greater sense of community that is my favorite part.
I want to go back to something you said, and this is that the artists who will have their work on display are chosen by an independent panel. I had no idea. I thought maybe you just got a space and got to display your artwork.
No, this is a juried opportunity for artists. And again, we're looking for all handmade items. And the artist also must be present during the entire time of the event. And so it really is special for people to be able to meet the artists themselves, who, as you mentioned, are from Boise, they're from Idaho, they're from the region, and they're from throughout the Northwest, really, and the entire nation.
So remind us, I've got about 2 minutes left with you, the days and times that Art in the Park will take place this coming weekend.
Yes. So it's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday and Saturday are from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And all of this information is on our website at BoiseArtMuseum.org, including information about shuttle buses and special rates for parking. You'll find all of that information on our website. And I wanted to mention too, Gemma, that we have a 70th anniversary shopping bag that we've done to commemorate the event for anybody who purchases a membership to the Boise Art Museum during Art in the Park.
Oh, I love it so much. You know, this is just such a great fall event, you know, every single year, and such a Boise thing. And I'm really glad that we could help highlight it this year. Melanie, really nice chatting with you.
Thank you so much, Gemma. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.